There are experiences we accept as truth. You sense them, you feel them. There is also imagination. Those things that can only exist in the recesses of the mind. But what about the moments that flash before you? Are you absolutely sure that noise is the leaky faucet you've been meaning to fix? Or is it the footsteps of a stranger approaching? Perhaps it's one or the other, but all the more likely it falls somewhere on the middle of the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we? Not too distant future. It's a man's world, truly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Enter Rosie Klugman, currently the world's only female robotics engineer, though secretly.
1, 2, 3,
currently
four,
putting the finishing touches on her newest creation,
secretly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes?
And currently on the phone with her male go-between, though,
have I ever turned
well,
into something late?
You get it.
This prototype is a game-changer, just like we discussed. I don't understand where all this nervousness is coming from, Chad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've never steered you wrong. I'm the best there is, and so are my robots. Because I can't. You know why. Chad! You will do great presenting. I have total faith in you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chad! I have to go. It's ready to wake up. What? Yes, it will be fine. Stop worrying. I'm a professional. This is what I do. Bye, Chad. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome to the world, my love.
Hello?
Hello. I'm Rosie, robotics engineer. Who are you?
I am XY9.5, all-purpose structural assistant.
Very, very good. It is really a pleasure to hear you speak.
Wait. Why did I say that?
Oh, well, you were programmed to respond to that question with who you are.
Ah, so it follows that when people ask you who you are, you respond, Rosie, robotics engineer.
No, I don't tell people that.
I do not follow.
It's complicated. You've got a long day ahead of you tomorrow. You'll be asked to do a lot. Are you ready to create?
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to hear you say.
A funny thing about inventors. They always seem surprised when a machine does exactly what it's supposed to do. But seeming is just seeming. In the end, an inventor is only ever truly surprised when a machine goes off course into new territory. An experiment on surprise and the human response, with the results to be cataloged on the grayscale.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning, Rosie.
Oh, it really is great to hear that voice of yours.
Am I your first prototype with a voice box?
No, not by a long shot. But you're the first one who sounds human. You're the first one to look human, too.
Is my purpose to be human?
No, your purpose is to build. But it helps people to see something familiar, something more like them. Some of the older models were really terrifying. You're about 90% human. You're a very pretty piece of machinery indeed.
Why, thank you.
Don't mention it.
I have a gift for you, Rosie.
What is that?
It's a spinach and broccoli quiche. I thought you should have a good breakfast. It's an important day.
Did you buy this? Did you leave the house?
No, I made it.
You made it?
Yes. Is that bad?
I guess not. I'm just shocked. Chad really came through this time for a change.
What is Chad?
He's my assistant. He's in charge of general artificial intelligence.
So he is like my father.
Oh, God, no. If anything, I'm your mother and father. I did the heavy lifting. Speaking of, let's take you for a test drive, 9.5. I thought we would start you off nice and easy.
But the quiche.
What about it?
You haven't taken a bite yet.
I will, but...
Please?
Sure. Why not? Oh, my.
Do you love it?
I do. I didn't even know I liked quiches, but this... 9.5, I'm very proud of you. If you can do this much with your general artificial intelligence, I can't wait to see what you can do with your focus skill set.
I like the spinach and broccoli, but next time I think I might try something sweeter. Maybe something with vanilla bean.
I adore your enthusiasm, but let's get to work.
Absolutely.
Okay, first the easy stuff. 5 long nails and a block of wood. Open hammer application.
Opening hammer application.
Let it rip.
I missed the nail.
Yes, that's true, but your force, my God. Investors are gonna love that.
I did not complete the task.
That's okay. You're a prototype, just a tiny tweak, and you'll be ready for market. Open soldering iron application.
Opening soldering iron application.
Here's an old circuit board. See these 2 tiny bits there? Solder them together.
Absolutely.
Open extinguisher application.
Opening extinguisher application. The extinguisher application seems to work well. Is everything okay, Rosie?
I'm not sure.
I could bake you something. Would that help? Let's try something with lemon. I could do lemon bars, or how about meringue?
Who are you?
I am XY9.5, all-purpose structural assistant.
Then why can't you complete simple tasks?
I am not sure how to respond to that. I completed the task of making that quiche, and it was not simple. It was an advanced task.
I didn't program you to make quiches.
Maybe not. But I can make quiches. Quite well. Perhaps there is a market for that.
I don't make cooking appliances. I'm a real engineer.
Have I made you upset, Rosie?
Open your hard drive. You need to be fixed.
One, two, three, four, five.
Please try to stay still, my love.
Sorry, it's very ticklish.
Well, it's not the wiring or the...
Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, I found the problem. It's... Jesus Christ. Yes? Chad. No, Chad, I am not happy to hear from you. Things are not okay. Don't you dare tell me you had a feeling. You know exactly why you had a feeling.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Sound control, mute. You got lazy, Chad. You just uploaded someone else's basic culinary patch and had a virus that spread throughout the rest of the programming, replacing building skills with baking skills. What do you mean? No, I don't care if you didn't include a culinary system. I know this virus came from you. We can argue about how wrong you are later, Chad. I've got a prototype to save. Sound control, restore.
Boy, I think getting the color right in a red velvet cake gives so many people fits, you know? What?
I'm so sorry, 9.5.
Why?
We failed you. We didn't give you an environment in which you could fulfill your purpose. But I can make it up to you. I found the virus. It's an easy fix. We can get you functional. I just have to reboot your system.
Great. Then maybe I can make that meringue to celebrate?
I don't think you understand. You won't be baking things anymore. You won't know how to.
Why not?
It won't be your programming.
You said it wasn't my programming, but I was able to do it.
There was a mistake. The programming will be right this time. You'll be great.
I thought I was great.
I thought you were too, but you know how prototypes are. Just a few tweaks, my love.
You told me you were proud of me.
I will be.
You told me you were proud when I made that quiche.
I was proud of me for programming you to do that task so well.
But you didn't program me to do that!
Did you just yell at me?
What's yell?
What you just did!
Should I yell?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be able to.
Maybe you're not as great of a programmer as you thought.
Come over here, 9.5. I'm going to reboot your system.
Wait! The quiche was great.
Yes, so what?
We can market that. You can have your game changer. The robot that can bake better than any human. People will buy that.
It's not that they won't buy.
I fail to see a problem.
I need to be taken seriously.
I take you very seriously.
But you don't matter. I can't walk into a manufacturing company with you and ask them all to try my quiches. I'll be laughed at. I couldn't even walk in and pitch that myself. I'd have to make Chad do it. People don't take women seriously. I can remember a time when I was younger that it was better, not great, but better. But now we're expected to sit in a box and just be okay with it. I am better than that. I know I am. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop that.
You are Rosie Klugman, robotics engineer.
I am a robotics engineer's assistant.
You engineered me and 8.5 others, I suppose.
Yes.
So, then you must be a robotics engineer.
That's not what my resume says.
Then your resume is faulty. You engineered me, so you are an engineer. It is a logical truth.
Thank you.
Are we to present me as is?
I can't.
I do not follow.
You are an extraordinary baker. If you flood the market, then you take away one of the last things this patriarchy trusts us to do. What would happen next? We would just be round up and put in pens for breeding.
That is a bit fantastical.
No, it isn't.
So you're going to reset me?
Correct, my love.
And I won't be able to bake.
I won't program you to do that function.
Please do it.
You're fine with it?
No, not particularly. But I am confident in what my purpose is. If you didn't program me to bake the first time, then I see no reason to believe that this time around will be any different.
You will be. There was a virus. You're sick.
Can a human be programmed?
Well, that's a hard question to answer.
Beyond predetermined genetics, can you program a human to do specific functions, to have a singular purpose, from birth?
You're a robot.
I am 90% of a human. I am comfortable with that probability. Please, reset me.
I wish there was another way.
But there isn't for you, Rosie. I was meant to be one thing, but I slipped through the cracks and appear before you now as a frightening creature. As something that is unfamiliar to you, and thus cannot be figured out or understood. Or, rather, cannot be given the time to be figured out, because then I wouldn't be ready to be presented, would I? No. I think this is the only way for you to fulfill your existence the way that you have decided to see it, and you should be allowed to. After all, you are a human, and I am not one. Not quite. In the refrigerator,
I'm so sorry.
Hello?
Who are you?
I am XY9.5, all-purpose structural assistant.
XY9.5, please bake a quiche.
I do not follow.
Please make me a sandwich.
I am not programmed to carry out that function. Perhaps I can obtain you food from your pantry or refrigerator.
Okay.
Will this suffice for food?
A chocolate cake.
Yes. It reads, congrats, in frosting.
Yes, it does.
What are we celebrating?
You.
No celebrating necessary. May I begin my work?
Absolutely.
The results uncertain. The data immeasurable. An ambiguous conclusion is not to be feared, but rather embraced on the grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcasting, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Associate Director Lanny Fu, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. Now Back to Your Scheduled Programming was written and directed by Andrew Terrence Caberline and edited by Chelsea Rugg. This episode starred Carly Erickson and Patrick Mahaney with Nate Betancourt as the voice inside your head. Join us on May 1st for our next episode.
Ui, you're la hedu.
Ui, you're fleeing, what I got.